Start your weekdays with Chris Oaks and Good Mornings. 6 till 9 on your news, sports, and weather authority. 1330 WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. It'll be hot and very humid today. We'll see variable cloudiness with still the chance for some scattered thunderstorms, some of which could have some heavy downpours today. Highs will be in the low and mid-90s. Tonight, slight chance for a couple storms, warm and muggy with lows in lower 70s. For tomorrow, hot and humid again with a chance of storms, 93 for a high. And then a few showers and storms the first half of Saturday, and then a dry Sunday. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stowe.
75 degrees now in Findlay at 1330 WFIN. You know, yesterday was a little surreal because as I was driving home from the studios and just observing some of the destruction from the flood, and it's just amazing sights. I get back to my neighborhood, the house, and we live up in the Hillcrest area, the northwestern side of town, and there was very little damage, obviously, there, far enough away from the river that we didn't get a whole lot of damage. We did have some neighbors and friends with basements that were flooded and so on and so forth, but there were people out jogging and mowing their lawn yesterday afternoon and that sort of thing. It was just like any other day. You wouldn't know that just a few blocks away, so much devastation and so many lives changed by that flooding. But as a matter of fact, it was kind of interesting, hard to describe to my kids who didn't understand, you know, having a difficult time understanding just how bad things were on the other side of town. And it was very tempting to take them out and show them firsthand. But we didn't. We resisted that temptation because obviously that's certainly not what they needed down in that area, extra people, you know, sightseeing. So we just had to make do with the pictures on the television and so on. But here are the closings and delays for today, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. The list: Blanchard Valley Industries is closed once again today. Cary is closed. Cary Schools. First day of school will be tomorrow. New student orientation scheduled for 5:30 this evening, followed by the Meet the Team night at 6:30. Trinity Lutheran in Genera is on a two-hour delay, so make note of that. It's new. Heritage Christian School on a two-hour delay. Mohawk, a two-hour delay. Pandora Gilboa is closed. Riverdale on a two-hour delay. Upper Sandusky, a two-hour delay. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool closed. Christian Cuddle Care is closed. Home-based daycare is closed. Something Special Learning Center closed at both locations. YMCA Child Development Center is closed. Brown Mackey College is closed until that Level 3 emergency is lifted. And those are the school-related closings. Let me get to the rest of this list here. Again, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. Advanced Surgical Office is closed. Business and Professional Women's meeting for this evening has been canceled. Blanchard Valley Medical Associates will be closed until noon today. Cary Curbside Recycling has been canceled for the week. The Cary Senior Depot canceled. It says here, Cary Senior Depot cards canceled. All right. Cauldron Crates, the funeral for Robert Aldrich, has been rescheduled for 10 o'clock on Friday morning. Commercial Savings Bank locations at Lincoln Street and in Cary are closed. Donnell football practice canceled. Fab's summer care program at Wilson Vance has been canceled. The Findlay Downtown YMCA closed until further notice. The Findlay Optimist Club fundraiser has been canceled for today. For the Findlay schools, the maintenance staff, ground staff, and custodians need to report to the high school cafeteria at 7 this morning. All other employees, stay home unless you're contacted. The staff in-services and new teacher orientation have been canceled. Flag City chapter of BNI will not be meeting today. Jazzercise at the Anchor Center closed for the week. Press paperboard first shift canceled. Marathon offices in Findlay remain closed today. Maryland's Lifelong Education Center is closed. New Beginnings Luncheon is canceled. Open Arms, all services canceled. Our Lady Bingo in Cary canceled. Pandora Gilboa School kindergarten testing will be rescheduled. United Way kickoff block party, their event scheduled for this week has been canceled. That'll be rescheduled. All employees should report to the Findlay Post Office today. They're going to try and make a go of it. So Findlay Post Office employees should report. The Community Action Commission office is closed. That means no hats transportation again today. Findlay High School band camp delayed until further notice. Lifestyles for Ladies closed until noon. Family Resource Center is closed. United Way Board of Trustees meeting is canceled. Employee Benefit Consultants closed until 10. Pathways Counseling Center in Ottawa is closed. The West Ohio Food Bank CSFP food boxes pickup at the Family Center is canceled. Be rescheduled for the 31st. Northwest Ohio Orthopedics in Findlay, their office is closed. Hancock County License Bureau is closed, and Dr. Weingate's office is closed until 11 a.m. That is the complete list as we have it of those cancellations and delays for today. You can get that information online courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. Go to WFIN.com and look for the links. You can also, of course, keep it here. We'll continue to bring you the very latest information as we get it throughout the morning and throughout the day. Here on your news authority, 1330 WFIN, 642 is our time.
Get your tickets from the museum, pre-sale only. This message provided by WFIN.
6:43 our time on this Thursday morning. You know, this month, our Report to Consumers series has been featuring kitchen remodeling. We talked about the overhyped kitchen products, up to some of the best appliances to choose if you're redoing your kitchen. It is, kitchen remodeling is one of the most common projects among homeowners, and although it is an expensive proposition, it is one of the best ways to increase the value of one's home, which is, of course, all the more reason to do it right. And given the amount of foot traffic in the typical kitchen, choosing the right flooring material, is a must, as contributor Ernie Sprantz explains this morning.
From Consumer Reports, recommended kitchen flooring. I'm Ernie Sprantz. When it comes to kitchen flooring, oak still outsells other solid wood floors. But Brazilian cherry is growing fast. Like oak, it's also sold as a veneer over plywood and engineered wood, and as a plastic laminate, which makes do with a photo of the real thing. For the August issue, Consumer Reports tested leading brands of flooring from the major categories by simulating common kitchen abuse, like scuffs, scratches, dents, and stains. Best of the solid wood floors was Bruce Dundee Plank from Armstrong. At $570 a square foot, it costs less than most and outlasted other solid wood floors in our wear test, but it stained more easily. For some of the warmth of real wood with easier installation, consider Mannington Oregon Oak Plank from the Classic Collection and a Brazilian Cherry product from BR111. Both engineered wood, they cost $650 and $570 a square foot, respectively. Top rated among the plastic laminates tested was Armstrong's Nature Gallery American Duet. Very good at resisting wear and excellent with stains, it costs $450 a square foot. Less expensive, though not as good at resisting stains, is Chronotech's Swift Lock Plus from Lowe's, a CR Best Buy at $3 a square foot. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
So some great advice there. If you're redoing your kitchen by choice or by necessity, it's kind of appropriate. We talk about redoing kitchens and things like that. Our series will continue next week. We'll talk about choosing sinks and faucets. And that seems rather basic, but there are so many choices out there. I'll tell you what the best choices are. More great tips for redoing your kitchen online at the Consumer Reports website. And we've got a link from our webpage. Go to WFIN.com, click the Good Mornings link, or log on at goodmornings.net for more information from the folks at consumerreports.org. It is 6:45 now on 1330 WFIN as Good Mornings continues. One addition to the cancellation list, we'll pass this along right away. Arlington High School band practice this morning has been canceled. Arlington High School band practice has been canceled, so make note of that. And now it is time once again for another check of sports. And here is Chris Miller. Good morning, Chris.
And good morning to you. In 1330 WFIN Sports, to even qualify for the Olympics, and some good news for Blue Jacket fans. According to the Columbus Dispatch, the Blue Jackets are set to sign former Toronto Maple Leaf Michael Pekka. And with sports on the morning show, I'm Chris Miller.
Thank you very much, Chris. It is looking at the radar screen. There's some precipitation out there, but it is well to the north of us, northern Indiana, between South Bend and the Ohio line. And then moving on into the northern part of Ohio, as long as that stays to the north, that should be all right. Maybe not all right for folks to the north, but for Hancock County, and we really hate to see things, you know, approaching Findlay and to the south of us, given the way the Blanchard drains. So the precipitation that is out there on the radar screen now looks like it's going to be to the north, and we will run through the entire forecast coming up. Paul Harvey has the rest of the story on the way as well.
Today's lesson, hard and...
Where can you get the softest carpet on the market? See Brad Bowen at Veerhoff's Carpet Outlet, home of the Mohawk Smart Strand Collection. The softest carpet around with a lifetime stain warranty. Veerhoff's Carpet Outlet, 2 miles east of Findlay on Route 12.
Weather is a service of Veerhoff's Carpet Outlet, and I have a feeling carpet stores are going to be rather busy here over the next couple of weeks. A lot of business coming your way. The Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. The flood warning remains in effect until 11 o'clock this morning, and a flash flood watch through this afternoon. A chance for some scattered thunderstorms again this morning. It looks like all of it is heading to the north of us. That's good news for us. Hot and humid this afternoon, a high of 93. Tonight's low 72, with again a slight chance of rain, and again a chance of storms tomorrow, with a high of 93, very hot, very humid. Currently, it is 75 degrees at 1330 WFIN.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul.
And maybe done something that would have prevented him from becoming who he became? Frank Sinatra? Now you know the rest of the story.
We're coming up on 7 o'clock now, 1330 WFIN. Got a message. All Hancock County offices are closed for business today. However, once the river drops below 15 feet, for those employees that can make it in to help begin the cleanup process, you're encouraged to do so. But Hancock County offices closed for business today. No big surprise there with the flooding still affecting the downtown area. Things like Marathon still closed for today and so on and so forth. Let's go through the school delays and closings here real quickly. Once again, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. We'll run through the entire list right after the news. Blanchard Valley Industries closed. Cary is closed today. New student orientation is tonight at 5:30, followed by the Meet the Team night. And then the first day of school will be tomorrow, is the way the schedule is now. Trinity Lutheran on a two-hour delay. Heritage Christian a two-hour delay. Mohawk a two-hour delay. Pandora Gilboa is closed. Kindergarten screening, by the way, will be rescheduled. Riverdale on a two-hour delay. Upper Sandusky a two-hour delay. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool. Closed. Christian Cuddle Care closed. Home-based daycare is closed. Something Special Learning Center, both locations closed. The YMCA Child Development Center is closed. Brown Mackey College will be closed until the Level 3 emergency is lifted. And continue to keep you up to date on the very latest information. Again, we'll run through the entire list coming up after the news, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. In the meantime, you can log on to our website, which, by the way, is running much more quickly today than it has over the past couple of days. And, you know, all circuits overloaded. It was like that if you're trying to use the phone, if you're trying to go online. Everything was just slow going yesterday all the way around, but things are slowly beginning to improve. We'll get more information on the flooding situation. I believe it still is the case that Interstate 75 is the only real reliable way to get across the Blanchard River at this point. But more details as we go along here. Your news authority, 1330 WFIN. Hey, by the way, in the next half hour, we're going to talk a little fantasy football as well, though. Take our minds off all of this, because football season is about to begin. So that's coming up with Fox Sports senior analyst Mike Harmon. That's coming up when Good Mornings continues.
This is Jim Heller, play-by-play voice of the University of Findlay Water Basketball.